Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 16. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's super. Und dir, Marc?
Mir geht's ausgezeichnet heute.
Toll.
Also, was machen wir heute?
Heute sprechen wir über den Dativ.
Ah, the wonderful Dativ that we've made reference to once or twice in the past few weeks. But now it's time to look at the Dativ in some detail.
Exactly.
Okay, now, of course, if this happens to be the first time you've listened to Coffee Break German, don't forget you can go back to the very beginning and start learning German with us. You can do so on iTunes, you can do so on Stitcher, you can do so pretty much anywhere you find podcasts, and of course at coffeebreakgerman.com. Okay, let's get on with today's episode. Also, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit. Und du, Marc?
Ja, ich bin bereit. Los geht's.
So, Marc, let's look at the dative.
Okay.
And I know you can tell me what the different articles are in the dative.
Yeah,
Shall we start with the definite articles, der, die, das, and die?
Okay, so the definite articles normally in the nominative would be der, die, das, and die. In the dative, der becomes dem.
Yes.
Die becomes der.
Yeah, that's confusing. Unfortunate. Yes.
Then das becomes dem.
Exactly.
And die in the plural, does that become den?
Yes.
Right, pulling that from the recesses of my mind.
Well done, well done. So what about the indefinite articles?
I think those are relatively straightforward if we know the definite ones, because the similar patterns apply.
Yes.
So ein would become einem.
Genau.
Eine, the feminine one, would become einer. And the neuter one is the same as the masculine one. So
exactly.
Ein becomes einem again.
Genau. And for plural, we don't have an indefinite.
For the indefinite. Okay.
So well done, Marc. So previously, we've seen the dative in many examples, and we've always used it with certain prepositions.
Yeah.
Can you think of something?
Well, the example that came up just earlier this morning when I was heading to the station to pick up Andrea, and I sent you a text message to say that I was on my way to the station. And I said, unterwegs, meaning en route or on my way. Mm-hmm. And then I said, zu der Bahnhof.
Yes.
Which isn't really right.
No, it's not. It's not correct. It's der Bahnhof in the nominative.
Yep.
But obviously then becomes dem Bahnhof in the dative.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have zu dem Bahnhof, and we make it short and snappy, zum Bahnhof.
Yeah, which I shouldn't really have made that mistake, but I was in a hurry. I'll use that as my excuse.
It's okay.
So zu is a preposition that takes the dative. And it would become zu dem Bahnhof, because mm-hmm. it's der Bahnhof, mm-hmm. a masculine word.
So what if you had picked me up from the school?
The school, that would be a feminine word,
yes.
Die Schule. So I could have said unterwegs zur Schule.
Yeah, very good.
And
zur
that's
Schule.
Zu der, and it again it contracts.
Yes, and if you had picked me up from the house?
Then it would be das Haus.
Mm-hmm.
Zu dem Haus.
Yeah.
Okay, so unterwegs zum Haus.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
So far so good, that's the dative with these particular prepositions.
Yes, but now we're looking at something new.
Okay.
Because we have some verbs that use the dative.
Okay.
There are quite a few verbs that use the dative, but today we're going to talk about some very important and useful ones. An example could be the verb geben.
To give.
Yes. So I can make a sentence. Ich gebe der Lehrerin Blumen.
So what you're saying there is I give the teacher flowers.
Yeah, it's a female teacher.
A female teacher. So let's just think about what's happening with that Lehrerin. Lehrerin, the word itself isn't changing.
Nein.
So it's der Lehrer for a masculine teacher, mm-hmm. a male teacher, mm-hmm. and die Lehrerin mm-hmm. for the female teacher. Mm-hmm. But you said ich gebe der Lehrerin Blumen.
Yes.
I give to the teacher flowers.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if we had a male teacher, it would be ich gebe dem Lehrer Blumen.
Ich gebe dem Lehrer Blumen. Okay, can we run through those two sentences again and we'll leave some space for our listeners to repeat?
Yes. Ich gebe der Lehrerin Blumen.
Ich gebe der Lehrerin Blumen.
Ich gebe dem Lehrer Blumen.
Ich gebe dem Lehrer Blumen. I think one of the things I always feel about these particular grammatical points is that one of the best ways to actually understand them and learn them is to hear lots and lots and lots of examples. And when you read the examples and you hear the examples, it's almost joining the synapses in your brain so that you're getting programmed to understand these words.
I agree. Practice makes perfect.
Übung macht den Meister.
Genau so ist es. Yes, it's all good learning grammar, but you obviously need to hear and see it regularly to be able to use it.
Absolutely. Okay, shall we perhaps take another verb that uses the dative?
Yes, we have a lovely verb that is called schenken.
Schenken. Okay, that's nothing to do with ham.
Nein, that would be schenken.
Schenken.
Nein.
Okay.
Schenken is to gift.
To gift. Okay, to gift as in to give someone a gift or a present.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So I have a sentence. Ich schenke meinem Freund ein Buch.
Right, so there you're taking mein, the mm-hmm. word for my, and making that one dative.
Yes.
And does it follow the same rules?
It follows the same pattern.
As ein.
Einem Freund, meinem Freund.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Ich schenke meinem Freund ein Buch.
Genau.
Okay, can I ask what the sentence would be, just for fun, if you gifted your friend a ham?
Ich schenke meinem Freund einen Schinken.
Okay. Ich schenke meinem Freund einen Schinken.
So genau.
Just let me think about this. Einen Schinken, that's the accusative, isn't it?
Yes.
Because that's the object that I'm gifting.
And the funny thing here is that we often call a very thick and large book a Schinken.
Ah, fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, so we're saying, I like that. Ich schenke meinem Freund einen Schinken.
Yes.
Okay. What if I don't want to send my friend a book, but for example, I want to send you a book?
Ach so. There we use the personal pronouns in the dative.
Okay.
Yes, so for you, it would be ich schenke dir ein Buch.
Dir. So that's that same dir as in wie geht's dir?
Exactly.
It's kind of like to you.
Yes.
I gift to my friend a book, or I gift to you a book.
Genau, sehr gut.
Ich schenke dir ein Buch.
Yeah, super. So it's the same that we use in wie geht's dir?
Mm-hmm.
And what would then be the personal pronoun in the dative for I?
Would that be mir?
Yes. So shall we quickly run through this table?
Yeah, because it's actually something that I quite often get mixed up with, particularly when it comes to her and to him and to them.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we have for me or to me is maybe more helpful.
Yeah, that's helpful.
So to me would be mir.
Mir.
To you, dir.
Dir.
To him, ihm.
Ihm, now is that spelled I-H-M?
Exactly.
I-H-M, ihm, okay.
To her, ihr.
Ihr.
To it, ihm.
Ihm, okay, so to a neuter thing, is
yes.
that where I'm getting it, okay. Ihm.
To us, uns.
Uns.
To you, plural informal, euch.
Euch.
And to them, ihnen.
Ihnen.
And if we have the formal you, to you, it's also ihnen, but with a capital I.
Of course. So ihnen there. So mir, dir, ihm, ihr, plus, mm-hmm. plus ihm,
mm-hmm.
and then uns, euch, ihnen, and ihnen with a capital I.
Exactly. So if we ask, how are you, and in a formal way,
of course,
wie geht es ihnen?
Yeah. I kind of feel as if I've just had a bit of a eureka moment here, because what I've always wondered about is the to him or to her. And I've always just kind of had to try and remember that that's im and ihr. But now I've realised that those last letters, the M and the R, actually link also to the definite and indefinite articles.
Exactly.
Ah, wonderful. Excellent. Okay, coming up after the break, we're going to be putting this into some practice, and no doubt Andrea will have some translations for us to work
on. Of course.
Excellent. We'll be back very soon then.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Welcome back. In this lesson, we're looking at the dative and taking it a little further than just the definite and indefinite articles. We're also looking at the dative personal pronouns.
Exactly. So we want to revisit the 2 sentences we looked at earlier. Ich gebe der Lehrerin Blumen and ich schenke meinem Freund ein Buch.
So that was I give the teacher, the female teacher, flowers. And I send my friend, I gift my friends. I gift my friend a book. What is the verb to send?
Schicken.
Schicken. That's why I'm getting mixed up here.
Yes, you're thinking of the Schinken.
The Schinken and the sending and the gifting, yeah. Okay, so Schicken. Well, I think we'll come back to that a little later.
Schicken also uses a dative.
Okay, perfect.
So it would work fine.
It would work, okay.
But first, I want you to use the personal pronouns in the dative with these sentences. So I would like you to replace the teacher and the friend with a personal pronoun.
Okay, so instead of saying, I give the teacher flowers, I'm going to say, I give her flowers.
Yes.
So would that be, ich gebe ihr Blumen?
Sehr gut, super.
Now, it's maybe just worth remembering that in English, if we say, I give the teacher flowers, we don't actually need the word to in there. We would need it if we swapped it around and said, I give flowers to the teacher. But even if we're saying it the other way around, I give the teacher flowers, in German, we need that too. And the too is caught up in that dative concept, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay, so I give to her flowers, ich gebe ihr Blumen.
Genau. So what about the other sentence? Ich schenke meinem Freund ein Buch.
So would that become, ich schenke ihm ein Buch?
Yes. Ich schenke ihm ein Buch.
Ich schenke ihm ein Buch. And the same there, it's to him.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. It all seems clear. Are there other verbs? You mentioned schicken.
Yes.
But are there other verbs here that we can use?
There are many verbs. But at the moment, I think it makes sense to look at some that we use regularly.
Okay.
So, for example, antworten.
Antworten, is that to answer?
Yes, and I have a little sentence for this. Fritz antwortet seinem Vater.
So Fritz answers to his father,
yeah,
in a sense.
Genau.
Okay, he responds to his father.
Yes, father asked the question and Fritz is answering.
Fritz antwortet seinem Vater.
Genau, sehr
seinem
gut.
Seinem Vater, okay.
Dann haben wir danken.
To thank?
Ja.
So again, you thank to someone.
Mhm. Der Patient dankt der Ärztin.
Der Patient denkt der Ärztin.
Dankt.
Oh, dankt, okay. Der Patient dankt der Ärztin. Is that a female doctor?
Yes, exactly.
So der there is the dative definite article.
Yes.
Der instead of die Ärztin.
Mm-hmm.
Der genau. Patient dankt der Ärztin.
Genau. And then we have helfen.
To help?
Mm-hmm. I have a sentence.
Okay.
Marlies hilft ihrem Bruder.
So there, Marlies is helping her brother?
Genau, sehr gut.
So ihrem is the word for her, and it's ending with the M sound because it's in the dative.
Yes.
So if Marlies helped her sister, could we say Marlies hilft ihrer Schwester?
Sehr gut, super.
Okay. Seems to make sense. Any other verbs?
Yeah. Schmecken.
To taste.
Well, it's not that you're tasting, but that the, for example, der Kaffee schmeckt mir.
It tastes to me.
Yes.
So it appeals to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the coffee appeals to me.
Yes, exactly. So, for example, Schokolade schmeckt vielen Leuten.
Would that mean chocolate appeals to lots of people?
Genau.
Why is it not viele Leuten?
Because it's a wonderful dative. And right. We've seen that die Leute turns into den Leuten in the dative.
Yep.
And that's what also happens to the ending of viele.
Okay. Are there other changes to adjectives, for example, with masculine and feminine and neuter words in the dative?
Yes, of course, but we haven't looked at this yet.
Let's just pause there on that one. Okay, let's have another example of something else before we get too complicated.
Yes, a very interesting verb is gehören.
Gehören, is that something to do with hearing?
No,
okay.
It's very misleading. It means to belong to.
Ah, okay.
Zum Beispiel, dieses Fahrrad gehört seiner Mutter.
This bicycle belongs to his mother?
Very good.
Dieses Fahrrad gehört seiner Mutter, because it would be der Mutter.
Genau.
So der becomes seine when we're talking about his mother in the dative.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, can I ask a question? There's a verb that is coming to my mind when we're talking about mia and dia that we've definitely used before, but perhaps not really looked at the grammar involved in that. And it's when you say, das gefällt mir.
Yes, that's a very interesting verb because it basically means I like this,
yeah.
But the structure is different. It would be, it appeals to me.
It appeals to me or it pleases me. So
yes.
is it similar to schmecken then?
Yes, the structure is exactly the same. It's just a different
way of saying it.
Yes.
So das schmeckt mir.
Yeah.
That appeals to me. Oder
yeah.
Das gefällt mir.
Yeah.
The same construction.
Yes.
Okay, good. Right, I think it's time to put some of this into practice with some sentences. Do you have some sentences for us to translate?
Yes, but before we start translating sentences,
okay.
I want to do a different exercise.
Excellent.
And I have sentences for you where I would like you to replace the person with a pronoun.
With the pronoun, okay. So similar to what we were doing earlier with ich gebe der Lehrerin Blumen.
Genau.
Okay, then let's continue with this.
Genau. Satz 1. Dieser Kaffee schmeckt Thomas nicht. Er ist bitter.
Okay, we'll leave some time for our listeners to work this out, what it means first of all, and then replace, in this case, Thomas with the correct personal pronoun in
genau.
The dative. Can we hear it one more time?
Dieser Kaffee schmeckt Thomas nicht. Er ist bitter.
Okay, so I think this would mean this coffee doesn't appeal to Thomas. And then you said er ist bitter. I assume we're talking about the coffee and not
genau.
Thomas.
No. We're talking about the coffee.
So the coffee is bitter as opposed to Thomas being bitter about that coffee. could you use bitter in that sense in German?
Nein, we would use verbittert.
Verbittert. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew you would have a word specifically for that. Okay. So this coffee doesn't appeal to Thomas. It's bitter. And that would become then dieser Kaffee schmeckt ihm nicht. Er ist bitter.
Sehr gut, super.
Okay.
Satz 2. Caroline dankt den Flugbegleiterinnen und steigt aus dem Flugzeug.
Okay, slightly tricky vocabulary in there. Let's hear it one more time.
Caroline dankt den Flugbegleiterinnen und steigt aus dem Flugzeug.
Okay, I think we'll talk about what it means in just a moment, but let's see if we can replace that word first of all. So you want us to replace den Flugbegleiterinnen?
Yes.
Tricky word. So Caroline dankt, would it be ihr?
It's more than one Flugbegleiterin.
Ah, would it be ihnen then?
Ja, genau.
Okay, so what does this mean? Caroline thanks. Are these air stewardesses?
Flight attendants.
Flight attendants, okay. So Caroline thanks the flight attendants and then, steigt
aus dem Flugzeug.
She steps off the plane?
Ja, genau.
Okay,
super.
Steigt. From the verb steigen?
Steigen, to climb, actually, but okay. In this context it would be to get off.
To get off. And is it aussteigen?
No, not in this case. The aus is a preposition, not a prefix.
Okay, aus dem Flugzeug, so it's a dative.
Yeah, we could say und steigt aus dem Flugzeug aus, then we could use aussteigen, but we can just use to step off the plane here.
Okay, so Caroline dankt Ihnen und steigt aus dem Flugzeug.
Genau.
Okay, Nummer 3.
Stefan denkt, dass der Rucksack seiner Freundin gehört.
One more time.
Stefan denkt, dass der Rucksack seiner Freundin gehört.
So I think here we would replace seiner Freundin with ihr.
Genau.
So the whole phrase, Stefan thinks that the rucksack to his girlfriend belongs.
Genau.
So Stefan denkt that the rucksack belongs to her.
Mm-hmm.
Ihr, in that case. Okay, of course, the R of her and the ihr also help, I guess.
Ja, genau. Yeah. So Stefan denkt, dass der Rucksack ihr gehört.
Gehört. Okay, let's try Nummer 4.
Die Kinder haben der Lehrerin nicht geantwortet.
One more time.
Die Kinder haben der Lehrerin nicht geantwortet.
Could we say then, die Kinder haben ihr nicht geantwortet?
Sehr gut, super.
So the children didn't answer her.
Genau.
Being the teacher.
Genau.
Okay.
Und Satz 5. Der Kuchen schmeckt den Männern sehr gut.
One more time.
Der Kuchen schmeckt den Männern sehr gut.
Okay. It's den Männern, you said?
Yes.
I think we're going to replace that with ihnen.
Yeah.
Because there's more than one of them. But I've got a question.
Yeah, the N at the end.
Yeah, what's going on here?
I know. Some of our nouns change when they are in the accusative or the dative, and it's just a matter of knowing which of these nouns change.
Just when we thought we had sorted this out.
I know.
So, der Kuchen schmeckt den Männern sehr gut.
Yes.
The cake pleases or appeals to the men very well.
Yes.
The men really like the cake. But we're taking, it would be man, der Mann in the singular.
Yeah.
Then that goes into the dative and it would be then dem Mann in the singular. But it would be die Männer.
Yes.
The nominative plural in the masculine, die Männer. And then you're telling me now that it becomes den Männern.
Yes, it's the same with Kinder.
Okay.
So we could also say, der Kuchen schmeckt den Kindern sehr gut.
I think we should move on to our translations. I think we've got time for a couple of translations.
Exactly. So my first sentence. To whom does this mobile phone belong?
Let's hear that again.
To whom does this mobile phone belong?
Okay. I think I'm struggling here a little. I think we're using the verb gehören.
Yeah.
Could we say, wer would be who, does that become them?
Genau, sehr gut, super.
I just had them in my head from somewhere. So, them gehört dieses Handy?
Ja, genau.
Wow. Okay, that was half a fluke, I think.
Super.
So, them, to whom? Mm-hmm. So that's like a dative interrogative question. Yeah. Wem gehört dieses Handy? Or Handy.
Handy, yeah, Handy. Super.
Okay. Wem gehört dieses Handy? Okay.
Super. So my next sentence is a bit more complicated.
That was complicated enough, actually.
You wait and see. Stephanie gave us flowers because we helped her last week. Now I want you to do the sentence with den.
Okay, as opposed to weil.
Yes.
Right. I would love to think that that would make it much easier, but it's still pretty complicated. Let's hear it again.
Stephanie gave us flowers because we helped her last week.
Let's take some time to think. Okay. I'm going to give this a go. The first part, Stephanie hat uns Blumen gegeben.
Ja.
Denn wir letzte Woche I'm struggling here.
Let's strip it back a bit.
Okay.
Just say we helped her last week. How would you say that?
Wir haben her, ihr, wir haben ihr, then the time comes, letzte Woche geholfen.
Exactly. Wir haben ihr letzte Woche geholfen. And now you put the den in front of it.
Of course, right.
Yeah?
So, den wir haben ihr letzte Woche geholfen.
Genau.
That makes sense. Okay.
Can you do the whole sentence again?
Stephanie gave us flowers because we helped her last week. Stephanie hat uns Blumen gegeben, denn wir haben ihr letzte Woche geholfen.
Sehr gut, fantastisch.
Okay, now you said I had to use den.
Yes, because we're going to learn in the next session how to use the perfect with weil.
Okay, that's something for us all to look forward to then.
Yes, indeed.
I think we should call it a halt for today there.
Exactly.
Now, there is further practice of this tricky dative stuff on our bonus audio for this week when you have some more translations that didn't quite make it into this episode, because I've seen the ones that you're going to be testing us with. You can find out about the bonus audio materials along with the lesson notes and, of course, the video version at coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
As usual, you can put your German to practice over on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break German on Facebook. And this week, we'd also like to ask you a favor. Wenn du Zeit hast, if you have time, könntest du uns, remember, that's to us, auf iTunes einen Kommentar hinterlassen.
Let's hear that whole sentence one more time.
Wenn du Zeit hast, könntest du uns auf iTunes einen Kommentar hinterlassen.
I think you're asking for a review on iTunes.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, that's it for this episode. Vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.